On vision. There's a sign up on your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. Each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boys. You're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Bapa baby babu babu mbole.
Oh yeah.
It is time for us to check in with our early bird fishing guide, Jeff Sonnen, and it appears that the theme for today is, or maybe the week, is hurry up and wait.
That is. That it's the weirdest feeling that I've ever had. It's like fisherman's purgatory for me. We're sitting here right now, most of the lakes, anybody that's been driving around can see that the lakes are opening up like crazy. Winnie, for the most part, is open. Cutfoot's open, little Cutfoot's open. This time of year, there's always a little lull where there isn't a lot of fishing going on. And typically, this is the time of the year when I can go out and drum up a little bit of news by checking to see what's going on at the fish hatchery or something. You know, just kind of go out and take a look around and see what's happening. The little Cutfoot's been open about a week, so I thought, okay, well, I'll drive up there because I know they might not have the nets in the water yet or doing the walleye stripping. But there's got to be something going on, you know. At least I can go snap a picture of somebody getting set up or a dock getting put out or something like that. Nope, nothing. Nothing's going on. It's just too early. It's not supposed to be the 6th and 7th and 8th of April when you're out looking at all this stuff. It's supposed to be more like the 18th, 17th, 20th, someplace in that neck of the woods. The water opened up. It's technically, I guess, still like the last 10, 12 days of ice fishing, but there just isn't any ice anymore.
Wow. You're in a conundrum. Does the hippie chick help you, counsel you at all? Or
No. She's working. I'm on my own. I drove around like a lost puppy, you know, went and looked and see what lakes were open and see if I could see anything else going on or whatever. So I noticed while I'm up there, it seems to me like the water levels are kind of low. And I know a few years back, whether they purposely discovered it or stumbled into the information, but they uncovered a correlation on Winnie in particular. If you have a high water in the spring, it tends to coincide with better year classes of walleyes. The spawning success is better. And while I'm driving around up there, I'm thinking, well, it looks like it's a little bit low, so I'm going to try to find out something about that. So I drove to the Corps of Engineers office to see if I could get them to teach me how to read these charts. I'm looking at their website right now. And it's beautiful. They give you all the information. You can see what the water flow going out of the dam is, and you can see what the water level of the lake is, and so on and so forth. The only problem is it doesn't really tell you compared to a typical or an average year. There's no way of knowing just by looking at what's going on today how that compares to previous years. And so naturally I got to the Corps of Engineers office yesterday and found a sign on the door that says that the office is closed to the public. And me being the public and all, I'm sitting now at the computer trying to learn how to figure this stuff out on my own, and next week we'll be able to give you more of a tutorial. Long story short, it looks like the water's a little low compared to average year, but I don't know that it looks like it's all that bad of a situation. And now with some rain coming in, and I'm watching this current flow, they've got like an average water level over past years, and it looks like this is right about the time when they start holding water back and try to build that up. So there may not be any big emergency going on at all, and as soon as I can talk to a human being, I'll do a little update on that.
Man, it almost feels like you're trying to change your credit card number or something. You're on hold for about an hour. This is tough for you, Jeff.
We'll get to the bottom of it. Don't worry.
All right. So what else is catching some fish up at Rainy?
You know what? They really are. The Big Fork and the Little Fork River, the ice went out last week. And just for a time, the water wasn't real high up there either. So the ice chunks and the debris that typically interrupts that fishing schedule on the Rainy, that has kind of passed by. And a buddy of mine was up there Monday and Tuesday, and they were reporting good, you know, like 40 to 50 fish, you know, caught in the daytime. And they're releasing everything now because that's the rules up there. But in his particular case, he got a 30-incher on Tuesday, so that was his biggest walleye ever. So nice, you can get yourself an awful nice picture with a fish like that. That's what most of the guys are doing. He said the landings, there's traffic, there's people on the river. The landings are sort of full, but you can still find a parking spot, kind of like going in on an above-average day, but not jam-packed, you know, where you've got to walk a half a mile to get back to the ramp. Or anything like that. And now the lake, the openings where the Rainy River dumps into Lake of the Woods and some of the other smaller tributaries, the lake itself is opening up in those areas. So folks that wanted to we've still got 7 days of fishing season left up there. And so you could, if you wanted to, go out and fish on the lake. If the weather's all right, so on and so forth. We've got that kind of on the back burner right now. We're trying to figure out whether or not we're going to be able to get up there and possibly do a little bit of filming next week, because with the hopefully boats and all the equipment and everything will get delivered just in a nick of time to get rigged up and ready to go to get in on that big pike run, which is already started up. The folks up at Zippo Bay, they tell you as soon as that bay is free of ice completely, then the big run starts 3 days after that. So that's about where we are right now. And we're hoping that we can still get in on the tail end of it. If we hustle up and get everything ready to go, we can be up there by Monday, maybe do a little video and then get back home.
Jeff, you mentioned Cutfoot. What's going on there in terms of the walleye?
Well, it's hard to tell. Usually this time of year, like I said, it's so early. Ordinarily, a few days after the ice goes off, you could go up there and get a look at lots of pelicans and birds and stuff going on, kind of see some fish moving around, splashing adjacent to the cattails and that sort of thing when the walleyes are spawning. There's a lot of ruckus going on. And yesterday it was just really, there was no sign of anything like that. Like there was very few birds. I saw a couple of mergansers up along the shoreline where the old fish hatchery is. I guess you'd call it the north side of Little Cutfoot. But other than that, the first river and going into Big Cutfoot, there wasn't any kind of a buildup of wildlife like that. It was sort of spooky. Like I say, the fish don't necessarily start running immediately just because the lake opens up. Eggs have to develop, and, you know, the fish don't really fully get into that spawning mode until all of that comes together. And with the ice going off the lakes so early, for me in particular, you know, I'm out there just trying to see something happening, and I'm just getting to all these places before anything is starting up. So it's going to be a little bit. Now, the one thing, a caveat about when they do finally start to net this year, due to what they call COVID concerns, they are not going to allow any public observation of the walleye stripping operation. So if you're in the habit of running up there in the spring to get a look at the fish and walk out on the docks and see all what's going on, you might as well not bother this year, because they're not going to let you have a look at that stuff unless you want to do like me and bring your telephoto lens and stand on the bridge and try to get a picture, you know, from, you can, if you've got a decent camera with a long lens on it, you could get some photos up there and so on and so forth, but it's just not the same as getting right up close and personal and seeing those fish giving you a little wink, you know, about the opener coming up in a month, you know, and yeah, we'll see you then, pal.
Well, it sounds like not much is working out right now, and boats are tough to get, so you have a few ideas for people who can upgrade?
Well, I think this is the time when, you know, you kind of think in the back of your mind, maybe I'm going to get a new boat, or I'm going to change this thing around or that thing around. This might be the year to skip the idea of getting yourself a brand new rig and maybe add a depth finder. The depth finders are moving around in the world. I was able to find one, and trolling motors and all this kind of stuff. And one of the big things, you know, if you want to treat yourself, maybe you got a stimulus check or something like that, might be a time to put one of those bow mounts on there, a Taruga or Altera, that, you know, either self-deploys or just has the spot lock feature that, you know, kind of nice to be able to go out and find yourself a school of fish or something like that, put your bow mount trolling motor in the lake, push the button, and just let the boat sit right there. The trolling motor holds you on the spot while you do whatever it is you have to do, take pictures of fish or catch fish or just, you know, tie a knot once in a while. No, don't worry about steering the boat. And that's one of those kind of things that always looks like really a luxury to have. And for 30-some years, I guided every day of the summer without a bow mount, and once I got my first one with that spot lock feature, I'll never go back again now, because that is just a delightful addition. And the same thing with the graph. Maybe you got a 5 or 6 year old graph on there, and you've been thinking about putting something else on. You know, you're not going to get a new boat. Why not put a better graph on there? The updates that have come along in the last 3 or 4 years, the definition, being able to see what's going on, not just underneath you, but off to the sides, or in some cases, you know, you can get these forward-looking units, and it makes a big difference in being able to go out and find fish, especially on a lake that you don't fish a lot, go out there and have the ability to look around and find structure and find places that look interesting to fish. It's the difference between night and day, you know, going back to an old graph that doesn't give you that information. So another idea to maybe, you know, put that in the back of your mind, add something to the boat. And if you've got all that stuff already and you haven't really thought about it, maybe this is the year to take a look at your trailer. I see a lot of folks that have trouble getting their boats on and off the trailers at the landing. Maybe this is a nice time to put a new ride underneath that boat. Maybe you should think about getting one of these nice roller trailers with guidons that go on nice and straight. You drive the boat on. And one thing that I'm going to add to mine this year, that I've wanted for a while now, but I'm going to go ahead and do it this year, is one of the automatic locks up on the bow. For a couple $100 or $300, you can put a device up at the bow eye, and so as soon as your bow touches that, it automatically hooks in place. You don't have to go up there and hook the rope and winch it up and all that kind of stuff. You just drive on, hear it click, and you're set to go. And that's going to save me a lot of trouble this summer.
So one last quick question, Jeff. A lot of people have been ordering boats. Have people given up on ordering boats? And are we going to have an overstock of boats next year?
Well, that's a great... The overstock part is over my pay grade. I can't tell you if they'll get ramped up to that extent. I can tell you they're still ordering boats, but you're just not going to take it for delivery this early part of the summer, you know. I'm hearing now if you order a boat, you're looking at October, maybe even after the fit is completely over before a new one. Now, dealers still have stock. There's been, you know, they order bullets every year, and they have tried to take a guess at, you know, some of the bullets, the more popular models that are going to sell. So it's not like you can't walk in. You know, you could go to Ray's and have a look around and see what they've got in stock and order a bullet and get it and go fishing. So, but it might not be the one that you want. You know, sometimes you go in there and you kind of kick the tires and you really like it. I like this bullet, but I really want it with a blue pinstripe and, you know, three white dots on the bow. Well, you might not be able to get that. You might have to settle for the second best color or something like that. But you'll be able to find one. It just, the longer you wait, the tougher it's going to be, and the longer the delays in picking it up.
Well, Jeff, I tell you, Heidi, I don't know. We're going to have to perk you up this weekend, and the rain's not going to help. So
the rain won't help over the short term, but I think it's good. We kind of need it. It looks like the rain was getting dry, and so we're sitting out for a few days. And like I said, we're on the schedule for getting up to the rainy and Lake of the Woods on Monday. So hope is eternal. It's coming my way. I'll get a better week next week for sure.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to talk to you this week.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
You bet.